The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
After winning the King of the Springs 40-lap midget feature on New Year's Day, Kyle Larson is poised to make history tonight at Western Springs Speedway.
White flag, one to go! Kyle Larson from Elk Grove, California! Into turn three he comes, and out of turn four! Just about to put a lap down on two-time Chili Bowl with a green groomsman, and Kyle Larson wins the 40!
No driver has ever swept all four nights of the International Midget World Series. Can Kyle Larson complete the sweep tonight? It's the prestigious 50-lapper next on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Tonight's broadcast of the Crowne Plaza International Midget World Series World 50 Lapper is brought to you by Rod and Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. Well, hi once again, race fans. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the final night of the 2012-2013 International Midget World Series webcast right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, as many of you who have been with us since night one know, it has been all Kyle Larson. He won the Boxing Day Classic, he won the World Derby 30, and then on New Year's Day, he won the King of the Springs 40-lap feature event. In the history of the prestigious 50-lapper, which started in 1979, only Ron Sleepy Tripp sits atop of the overall win list with 9. If Larson can win tonight, he'll do something that no other driver in the history of the International Midget World Series has ever done, and that is win all four events. Will we hear history tonight, or will another name rise and stop the Larson freight train? We're about to find out as we head out to Western Springs Speedway. Aaron Drever and the commentary team at Western Springs Speedway brings us the prestigious 50-lap feature event.
They're going to be on the gas. Larson's going to probably check out. Pickens is going to keep him in check, and then as the race progresses and when we get into traffic, if we get long enough time on the green and we get into traffic, that will make the race really, really interesting. So just wait for time. It won't take long and they'll start to merge on traffic.
Okay, the flower box has been set. Western Springs Speedway, they amble around. Michael Pickens and Kyle Larson, your front row. The world 50 lap is about to explode. Let's go racing. And Larson push Pickens up high. And the American at the front, Pickens straight to the top shelf. Two to stick lanes working so far in this one as they all follow suit. Round we go on lap number one.
Look at Darland.
Well, look at Darland already. AJ Betts, big pick. And it's Kyle Larson, your race leader. Then we go back to Michael Pickens. Brad Myers, oh, Darland jumps the cushion. Has to get way out of the gas as Williams gets loose in front of Buck Walter. Mosen already up to third. Clawson's already dropped back. Darland's coming through as well. Great battle further back between Buck Walter and McCutcheon for 7th and 8th. Ian Durbridge, no surprise about your race leader.
No, not a lot. But a good run. Look at the 27 car of Hayden Williams, though. He's doing a good job.
He's doing a great job.
Buck Walter too.
Your race leader is 99, Kyle Larson. In second place, Michael Pickens. Then we go back to Brad Mosen, Brian Clawson, Dave Darland, Hayden Williams, Steve Buckwalter, Chris McCutcheon, 98 Chris Willem, followed by 3 Jerry Coons, 91 O'Connor. Fast and furious as Williams goes low side on Dave Darland. Darland's got the drive out of turn number 2, he does.
Understeering badly.
Mosen has a big moment down there in turn 1 and 2, 3 and 4. Just has to get off the gas, no yellows this stage. 45 laps to go. Darland's got a problem, he just checks up in front of Williams, who in turn has been checked in by Buck Walter. Pickens having a good battle up front with the 88 of Mosen. Tell you who's coming through, and that's Shane Alec. Shane Alec up to position number 15 at the moment. So, Mosen around the outside of Pickens. Mosen's got the drive on Pickens, yes he does. Pickens and Mosen come together, so Michael Pickens now. It's back to third as Mosen drifts wide. Big wheel stand for the King Synergy car. And Brad Mosen now. He is up to second place. No, Pickens gets the drive of turn number 2. Well, plenty of fuel in these cars, Derbs. 42 laps to go, but Kyle Larson from Elk Grove, California is out in front. Will tyre wear come into this one? We've got 41 laps
to go. Keep your eye on the Alec car coming around the outside. Gone to the high side. Doing a good job of doing that too.
He is indeed. So your race leader at the moment is Elk Grove Californian, Kyle Larson. In second place, Michael Pickens. In third place, we've got Brad Moser. Then we go back to Brian Clawson, Dave Darland, followed by the 27 of Aidan Williams. Nine is Buck Walsher. Then we go back to two New Zealand of McCutcheon, three USA, Jerry Coons Jr. As Clawson now moves to the top shelf. Williams now trying the top shelf as well.
Moser
now into second place. So Brad Moser in second. Michael Pickett is obviously slowing down. Clawson now all over the back of him. Your race leader is Kyle Larson as he starts to approach lap traffic. Michael Pickens, though, is up to third as Clawson makes
round.
Oh, Scott Buckley round. Logan misses him, clips him, and that'll cause a yellow.
Well, I'll tell you, I've just watched something.
With 38 laps to go.
38, I'll tell you what, 99 is not trying. He's just running to the pole line, not doing anything stupid, not a lot of oversteering, but just getting that traction. And I'll tell you what, he's just staying that far ahead.
What's the track doing, Graham Standring?
The track's starting to slick off a bit, starting to show a bit of rubber, and on turn three and four here, there's actually two grooves of rubber. But Kyle Larson is keeping the car, like Ian said, very, very straight. So he's not causing a lot of tyre friction, and therefore not a lot of heat is going into his tyres. His car is quite tight, and this is an interesting time of the race for these guys. They've done 12 laps or something now, and they'll all be working their shock absorbers at the moment. Remember, they can adjust all four shock absorbers in the car, and that's about the only thing that they're able to do. So they'll be making some adjustments, trying to get the absolute best out of their car. And the real race is for second, third and fourth. But now Kyle Larson, he looks well and truly under control. And I just keep getting told to him. He looks well and truly under control. And like I said, nice and straight, very, very, very controlled on the throttle, not accelerating too hard, not wearing out too much tyres. But Brad Mosen's charging also, so this is a good chance for Brad. Wouldn't surprise me if he goes to the top and tries to swing around Kyle.
Thank you, Graham Endurbidge.
25, Scotty Buckley getting a restart from the back.
Yes, so the restart order, Kyle Larson, Brad Moser, Michael Pickens, Brian Clawson, Dave Darland, Hayden Williams, Steve Buckwalter, Chris McCutcheon, Jerry Coons Jr. and Chris Quillam ran out your top 10. Then we go back to Shane O'Connor, Dave Chick, Hayden Williams, Corey Crixman, Dwayne Hickman, Brooke Maskovich, Nathan Smee, Ricky McGough, Ricky Logan, Michael Brunn, Wayne Green, Mark Mullins, followed by Scott Buckley.
Keep your eye on the Pickens car. He's doing a little bit of psyching there with the 39 car of Clawson. Will they go this time? No, one round, one more time. What would be going through Michael's head right now? Just noticing that Brad's passed him. He started on two, he's back in three, with only 10 laps behind him, 12 laps behind him.
Well, Derbs, I think, you know, he knows that he's going to come on strong. He is the defending champion, is the current 1NZ. He'll know what he has to do. 50 laps is a long time here at Western Springs Speedway as the lights are out. No, one more time round.
Yeah, it is a long time, and the key to the race is to still be in the race at the end of the race. So Michael won't be panicking at this stage. He'll know the situation, and they're soaking it. Now, what is interesting here is that Michael's not running around in the tyre. When you run around in the black part of the track like some of them are doing, you're actually picking up oil and rubber back onto your tyres. Michael's running in the fresh dirt. And that's just a trick that I learned about circuit racing, that they do that also. And it just makes them so that when they start, they can get on the gas straight away.
17 out on the infield. A bit of a shame for him after trying so hard all night.
We're going green this time round. 12 in the box, Western Springs, 38 laps to go. Kyle Larson.
Dave Darden, watch him.
Here we go. So we're underway. So, young money Kyle Larson. Oh, they all moved to the top shelf. That's where they all think the where it's got to be. Oh, McCutcheon with a big wheel stand further back. Just gets that car a bit out of shape in front of Jerry Coons Jr. Darlin's gone wide, left the door open to Brian Clawson. Oh, Pickens up the inside of Moser. Moser back up the inside of Pickens. And Michael Pickens, big wheel stand. Has to get out the gas, and Moser just saw an opportunity and went there. Slide jobs on slide jobs. Fantastic effort here tonight. The Kiwis are turning it on in second and third as Darlin now comes through. So Darlin up to fourth. Clawson's dropped back two positions. Hayden Williams goes underneath them. Where's Buckwalter? He's in there, and here comes Jerry Coons Jr. Well, plenty of luck. Clawson's dropping back. Oh, Pickens, no, Moser. Moser's gone up in smoke. Brad Moser's engine's gone. What happened, Graham Standring? Well, I think you'll find Moser to bring on a yellow. Brad Moser has brought on a yellow. Western Springs.
Yes, an absolute tragedy for Brad there. It looks like he's lost an engine. And, yeah, he's just jumped out of the car straight away. He knows the situation. Bang, just like that.
Perhaps an interview, start. Graham. Perhaps an interview.
Sympathy for Synergy.
Yeah, I'd give the interview a couple of laps.
Yeah, I think you would too. He throws helmets a long way, young Brad, but
he's
don't think...
He's a great pedler,
he's
Brad
disappointed. More. He's not angry, he's disappointed.
Oh, he'd be disappointed. So let's have a look at the restart order. Kyle Larson, Michael Pickens, Dave Darland, Hayden Williams, Brian Clawson, Steve Buckwalter.
Yeah, Hayden Williams is really on the move also. So he's gotten past Brian Clawson so far. He's really on the move. So.
Hey, sitting in fourth now. He's just trying to get in front of Dave Darland. What's he
Can't
doing
Can't do
here?
That.
He's just...
Darland should be in fourth.
Well, then we go back to Jerry Coons Jr., Chris McCutcheon, Chris Willems, Shane Alec. And
Shane start? Shane started in 19th.
19th, so
That's
Shane
incredible.
Alec.
Incredible. He's up to 11.
11 for 11.
That's fantastic.
So,
his strategy was to just mash the gas. So, and really, when you're starting that far back, you've got nothing to lose. So that's all he can do and go for it. And he's obviously doing a good job.
Commiserations for the entire Brad Mosen team. They will be absolutely gutted with that. He was going oh so well. But Michael Pickens now running in second. PSL 1 and 2. So there we are.
How's the laps gone? We've got 25 15, to go.
35
to go. Oh, whoosh.
How's the tyres looking, Graham?
There's no issue with tyre wear. I'm just going to go and look at the Mosen car and that'll give me a good indication, like after a quarter race distance or a third race distance, just what sort of the tyre wear is. But I'll try and interview Brad. If he doesn't want to talk, you know, I don't blame him at all.
Yeah, so the other thing, he's off. He's racing.
He's a good boy, that young Graham.
He's got 100 metres to go.
Brad will talk. Of course you will.
Well, Brad's spectacular. Lights are out.
Brad, an engine.
Yeah, blew the motor. We're going so good too.
Okay. Thanks very much. He's blowing the engine. So bad news for the Synergy Racing. Here we go. On the restart it is. So Clawson up high. Buckwalter just tucks in nice and low to try and get underneath Brian Clawson. Trying to get drive out of turn number two they go. But meanwhile, your race leader at the moment. Take nothing away from Kyle Larson, Michael Pickens, Dave Darland, Hayden Williams, Brian Clawson, Steve Buckwalter. Then we go back to the 3 USA of Jerry Coons Jr. Look who's coming around the top shelf, it's Shane Alec. Great battle further back between 6th and 7th. Those two having a hammer battle as Coons tries to go low side. Darland now this time going to go around the outside of Pickens. Dave Darland now in second place. Well, Double D, the people's champ. He's going to try and reel in Young Money. Clawson now goes to the top shelf. That might be where to go. Alex doing well from the top shelf. This is going to be an interesting race as Williams starts to put a ton of pressure on Michael Pickens. Hayden Williams with a big look up the inside of the national champion. Williams is just to put up the gas. Here comes a slide job from Williams right underneath Pickens. Yellow.
Two
cars around. It's Nathan Smead from Australia.
95.
And the 95 of Hickman as Hayden Williams in a big slide job underneath Michael
Pickens.
Will
he have
Pickens.
To go back?
Well, he will have to. Yes, he will.
He might have to go back. Let's have a look to see if he has gone back. That was a great job. That was fantastic. I'll tell you what, Dave Darland's a dark horse. He's getting the grip out wide.
Wayne Scott on the team will be absolutely ecstatic about that.
Guys, I'm down by the track coming off turn two and it's starting to look like it's taking rubber. So that'll make it a bit more interesting now. So the guys that are preserving their tyres right now are going to be better than they need to be a bit later in the race. So that's an issue now. But Dave Darland, remember how many championships and everything he's won? He is going good. Hayden Williams is going really well. So all the cream is rising to the top.
Yes, the restart order. With 19 laps in the book, 31 to go, Western Springs Speedway, 99, Kyle Larson, 1 USA, Dave Darland, 1 New Zealand, Michael Pickens, 27 New Zealand, Hayden Williams, 39 USA, Brian Clawson, 9 USA, Steve Buckwalter, 3 USA is Jerry Coons, 2 New Zealand, Chris McCutcheon, 98, Chris Quillam, and 11, Shane Alec, rounding out the top 10.
And we've got 30 minutes of our sleeve, which is something we don't normally have, so that's fantastic. Great
Absolutely.
Work there in the pits, getting those cars out and the...
Restart
Show on time.
Smee. Restart for Smee. Two derbs.
Restart for Smee. Fantastic.
So Shane Alex up to 10th place, Graham Standring, from starting in 19th.
Yeah, that's outstanding effort. I was just talking to Brad. His tyres aren't showing any indication of wear. So Yeah, we might have got the tyre wear thing wrong, but he was saying his car was so good, he was just starting to work the shock absorbers and he had plenty more in it. So, interesting.
I think Shane's trying to catch and get alongside the two-car McCutcheon.
Great. I agree. Every time that we get a yellow light, this plays into Shane Ellick's hands. He can just get up there as much as he can, just keep moving forward. And when we get issues like this, where we get a yellow light and they all bunch up, it's just like the race starts again for Shane.
Okay, so the blackboard out for some of the miners. I think it's the, Corey Cruiseman just been told to go behind Scott Buckley.
Scott has moved up a couple from starting at the back. He's gone up four placings.
So Cruiseman there having to, what's he doing? He's going to the back. So Cruiseman to the back. So not quite sure what that is, but they should be good this time round, we are thinking. No, we're not thinking, no. Well, I've got here, Cruiseman should be... he should be in 12th behind 91.
I thought he should be too. Just going to see if he's going to get a board to come up a bit. He might want to stay at the back.
Dr. Bruce, what do you think?
Well, it's hard to put it past that young man at number 99, isn't it, eh? He's going away from them.
Yeah, okay.
So, Corey Cruiseman has been sent to the back as prime cause of the Hickman-Smee incident. Well, what a great race. Look at the Americans up the front, though.
Unbelievable.
American running
Dave Darling.
5, 6, 7. Lights are out. So we're going to go green this time round. Here we go. We're racing. So Kyle Larson on lap number 19. As Pickens goes wide, Hayden Williams underneath him. He's got him. No, he hasn't. He has to pull out the gas. I thought he had him. Well, that's really starting to open up to be a battle. Maybe a tyre wear, maybe a setup. As Pickens goes underneath Darland. Pickens has got Darland. Darland is going to power around the outside. Larson, meanwhile, is holding on the grim knife. Coons rising around the outside. Then just chops out in front of Buckwalder. So Jerry Coons Jr. coming through. Well, that could be the thorn in the side, maybe, of Kyle Larson. Coons as Buckwalder's under a ton of pressure from McCutcheon. Battle further back. Fast and furious through Western Springs Speedway.
Darland
and Darland
again.
Round the outside of Pickens. Alex got problems. Shane Alex got problems. No, that'll bring on another yellow. As Pickens and Darland exchange the lead again.
Might try and come in. He's going to be pulled in from the... Yes, he is. He's going to be singled
in. He comes in.
Saves the yellow.
Wow, he saves a yellow. Does he watch? I thought we were going to go yellow. Pickens, no one's got anything in the tank. The claws at all. Darland just jumps the cushion. Hayden Williams now up to third, fourth, should I say. Gets in front of the car of Brian Clawson, the bullet. Very slick racetrack at Western
Springs. Next time round will be halfway.
Halfway distance coming up for Kyle Larson. Elk Grove, California, and Young Money. So, Maskevich coming through as well now from the back. He's up to 11th position. Halfway distance for Kyle Larson. Pickens in second. Darland just glances off the pitch straight wall as he goes round the outside. Dave Darland now. Darland, Jono really throwing everything he's got at him. Problem for Ricky Logan. He retires to the infield. Lap 26 in the books. Kyle Larson with about a half a straight lead on Michael Pickens, Dave Darland, Brian Clawson, Hayden Williams, Jerry Coons Jr., Steve Buckwalder, Chris McCutcheon, 91 O'Connor. That's how they're looking at the moment. Great, it's a freight train. Williams loses the position to Clawson. Clawson's now car starting to come on. Right on the tail tank of the one USA car. Oh, McCutcheon turns Buckwalder around. Well, that'll bring on a yellow, surely. They're going to leave him there. Well, that's a travesty. Meanwhile, action out in front.
They won't retrieve the car from there. No one's going to go that close.
No one's going to go that close, surely.
It's going to be a yellow or not.
How dangerous is that?
He can't get out of the car. He's...
Well.
Here comes a yellow, I'd say. So how's the laps going? Let's have a look. They're in there. What? Just about 20 to go next time round. So still a lot of racing left to go. I'm not sure it's going to change from the front, but it might change
well,
second.
Well, Darland's now dropped back
three.
To fifth. Clawson's up to third.
That's the way to go. That's how it was when the yellow came on.
Clawson's the real mover here. He's like he said, in his strategy, he'll take it easy for the first part of the race, make sure he's still in the race, conserve everything, and then he'll play his hand. So that looks like what he's doing.
So the restart order on lap 29, Kyle Larson, Michael Pickens, Brian Clausen, Hayden Williams, Dave Darling, Jerry Kearns, Chris McCutcheon, Shane O'Connor, Brock Maskevich, Dave Chick, Chris Quillam, Nathan Smee, Michael Brunt, Corey Kruseman, Ricky McGough, Wayne Green, Mark Mullen, Scott Buckley, Peter Honeybell.
So how many are we in the infield now? Should have five in the infield, have we? We have got one, two, three, four, five. We have got five in the infield. So we'll go Runman. Oh, no, we've got...
No, he's going up there. He's going to go in front. So Buckwalter has been told to... What's he doing?
He's going to park it. He's in the cemetery.
Oh, I don't know what he did wrong. But anyway, okay.
Lights are out. They're going to go this time. Keep your eye on the 39 car, as Graham's predicted.
Number 99, Kyle Larson, though, he's doing a good job, and we're racing. So Kyle Larson, Michael Pickens, Brian Clausen. 21 laps to go. Wow, Clausen now, round the outside of Pickens. Pickens just needs out Clausen this time. Brian Clausen's the only one moving forward, and he's got Pickens. So Brian Clausen now in second, America 1 and 2. Wow!
It's a long way around there. Dave Darlins looks like he's got a bit of a trouble there. He's not as quick as he was back in fifth.
So Jerry Kearns is now coming into this one. Buckley spins. And that's exactly what Brian Clausen wanted.
Yeah, you're dead right. It gives Brian Clausen a chance to do it. Now, from a driver's perspective, what can happen is you can save your tyres, and then you go really hard for a few laps, and what tends to happen is then is that you make forward progress, but all of a sudden your tyres are too hot, and then you have to just consolidate where you are, let your tyres take shape again, and then go from there.
Coming green this time round, here we go! Larson, Clausen, Pickens, here we go! So Clausen goes straight to that top shelf. Now Larson will know he's there. He looks up at the big screen. He says he's got plenty of time to do it. So let's see what comes of this one. Brian Clausen, the bullet.
Someone's lost an engine.
Oh, someone's lost an engine. Who is it? There's a car that's sounding sick. Who is it, Graham? Oh, it's Clausen.
It's Clausen.
Clausen's loose and lost an engine. Oh, no. As Jerry Kearns Jr. now comes into it. Darling this time running up high.
Darling's coming back again.
He is. What's he doing up here? Double D, Dave Darling, the people's champ. Darling round the outside of Kearns. Darling now round the outside of Williams. Oh, he gets it all wrong. Williams steps up. Kearns now comes in. Throw a blanket over third. Your race leader is Kyle Larson, Michael Pickens. Jerry Kearns, I beg your pardon, Hayden Williams, Jerry Kearns Jr., Dave Darling.
Absolutely effortless for Kyle Larson. Look at him, he's just sitting on the pole, not doing anything wrong, same line every lap, not working hard on the cockpit.
15 laps to go, Derbs. 15 to go. Darling.
Suffering with tyre wear.
Darling's tyres are going down. That's the call for Graham Standring.
Just tyre wear. Really bad wear on his left rear.
That's two, yep.
And the same, Williams is in the same problem here. Kearns tyres looks okay, so expect Kearns to challenge soon.
13 laps to go. 13 to go. The Auckland Sang-Yong aggressor wrestling of Kyle Larson. Wonder what he's doing out there. Wonder what he's thinking to.
I think he's just looking at the big screen saying, I'm in the frame by myself.
12 laps to go. Oh, his tyres are starting to screech now. Wow, that may spice things up.
Jerry Kearns, where did Jerry Kearns start?
He started in position number 10.
And he's up there to what?
Four.
Four.
Whoa. Larson's now got lap traffic. Kearns is now putting a ton of pressure on Aiden Williams.
10 laps to go.
10 laps to go, Graham. 10 to go.
Larson's just gone right around the outside, so he can use that line if he wants to, but he's staying down the bottom because that's the easiest place on his tyres.
Great action, Michael Pickens is thinking, Hayden Williams of third, Jerry Coons Jr. running in pole position. Plenty of action here. Darland. He's just driving, he's driving the pants off that car.
Goes through some engines.
O'Connor this time having a big look. 8 laps to go.
99, Carl Larson about to come onto the
heavy
new world
traffic.
Car. Yeah, it is too. Just keep our eye on him, see what he does. He's a master out front and he's a master in traffic.
Pickens though, I don't think he's got anything left in the tank for him. Your race leader is Kyle Larson. Michael Pickens in second. Hayden Williams in third. Then we go back to Jerry Coons Jr., Dave Darland, O'Connor, followed by the two NZ McCutcheon. Four is Chick. Wow. Pickens goes underneath Mullins. Clawson up high. Well, he has to get up the gas. Clawson's now in a bit of heavy lap traffic. This is probably the first struggle he's had. I think it's Barton Larson.
He is, and he had actually been blocked in a bit there too.
He has been blocked in. Now, Jerry Coons has seen that Williams is blocked in, so Coons now has an opportunity. What's he going to do? Williams goes low side. Coons round the outside of Williams. Coons trying the top shelf. Williams gets blocked in. Coons gets off the gas. Coons now dives, goes on the inside. Slide job attempt from Jerry Coons Jr. for third. Coons has got him. The American up to third. Williams drag race him down. Now they try and come on each other. These two have had a great history together. As Smee comes off. With 3 laps to go, Western Sprints, 3 to go. Wow, Darland, he's come from the clouds. 2 laps to go, white flag this time round. Here we go, Kyle Larson. Coons has got everything in the tank of him. White flag for Kyle Larson from Elk Grove, California. He will win the 50, surely. He fires it out of 2, look at the yellow. Upside down is Jerry Coons Jr.
What happened there? Did you see it? I didn't see it.
Jerry Coons Jr.
He was going good too. He was running in. Let's have a look.
Hayden Williams. Jerry Coons Jr. and Hayden Williams.
Well, they're just going to gingerly put him down, but I think it'll be it's 40.
On lap 48. Well, that was spectacular, Graham Standry.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened either.
I didn't see it either.
Stay well away from the fence, folks. Jerry Coons Jr. from Tucson, Arizona. Whoa. He's moving around. He's out of the car, Western Sprints. Put your hands together.
Yeah, fantastic. But come from 10th to 4th, probably challenging for 3rd. Not 100% sure what happened, but definitely the left rear is...
Best we asked Jerry, I would say.
So, Graham, what happened
to
Jerry Coons?
Okay, I'm right here with Jerry Coons now. Jerry, just taking the white flag. What happened?
The center of the wheel broke. Just... no answer for it. Just, you know, the center broke out of the wheel.
Yeah, great job. From 10th nearly to 3rd.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good battle there. We had a, like I said, we kind of threw a setup on from the books that we had a few years ago, and you know, it wasn't perfect, but it was decent, and just hate it for the Windies guys. They work really hard for me to, you know, to get this car out here, and they do a great job.
Okay, now tell us what's going through Kyle Larson's mind. He's leading the race with Michael Pickens right on him. Tell me what he's thinking right now.
The way he's been going, probably just thinking about what he's going to do with his money.
They don't call him Young Money for nothing. So Kyle Larson, Michael Pickens though.
15 cars left out of the 24.
Bit of a war of attrition. The Manitou, what a great job that's doing.
It's done a good job.
BL gave it a polish too.
Just waiting for him to come around one more time, I would think. A little bit of fuel on the track there that they've attended to as well. So what have we got? We've got 3 laps, 4 laps to go, haven't we? 48, 49, 50. 2 laps to go by our official lap people beside us. Doing a great job once again.
Lights
We've got all the nerves here, and now I'm going to talk to Kyle Larson's girlfriend, Caitlin. What do you think? Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous.
Okay, what's he going to do with the money if he wins it?
Take me shopping.
Okay, let's see if he can do that.
Well, there you go. You better buy duty free, I might suggest.
Now, what the guys have got to watch for here, they've just got to watch for the fact that their tyres don't get too soft. They've got tyre bleeders in each wheel, which means that when the tyre temperature comes up, the air pressure increases, the bleed-off valves bleed the tyres down to the required pressure. So they might be set at, say, 8 pounds or something like that. When we get a yellow like this and the cars are going around, they're going to go green.
Hold on to your tickets, Western Springs. Michael Pickens, what can he throw at Young Money? We're away. There may be nothing in the book left. He may try one big desperate move. I don't know. Here comes Dave Darland. Pickens checks up from Williams. Williams gets off the gas. Williams now going to go to the inside. Williams has a big look at him as O'Connor comes through. Darland's going to the top shelf. White flag, one to go. O'Connor up the inside of Darland. Darland's now forced that top shelf. He's got nowhere to go. Your race leader is Kyle Larson. And to turn three, out of turn four, the 20-year-old from Oak Grove, California. Young Money wins the 50 and takes the four crowd series tonight.
Who got third though? Was it 20? Was it
27 Williams in third, Michael Pickens in second, Kyle Larson, Western Springs. He wins.
Stand up, stand up.
He wins the 25, the 30, the 40, and the 50.
Well, there it is. I tell you what, a good race there from One USA, 91 Shane O'Connor. He must have got there by coat of paint. We've given it to Darland for fourth place. Could have been Shane O'Connor, but the transponders say it was him in fifth place. It's Shane O'Connor. What a great race.
Here he is. Make some noise, Western Springs.
Get on your feet, everybody. He can hear you. He can see you. He knows that he's what he's done.
Donut. Steering wheel off with the donuts. What about that? Young Money, Kyle Larson. He's going to get to the top of his cage. Derbs, he's three and a steering wheel off.
He's taken the steering wheel off as well. He has as well. Well, you've seen history being made now. 25, 30, 40 and 50. That's
here he is.
A promoter's dream.
Make some noise, Western Springs.
Kyle
Larson. They'll give him the American flag. He has done what no driver's been able to do in modern time. He has dominated midgets here at Western Springs Speedway.
Well, there you have it, race fans. Kyle Larson becomes the first driver in the history of the International Midget World Series to win all four feature events during the series. When we come back, we'll have our post-race interview with Kyle Larson and Graham Standring, plus bonus coverage for you of a quick interview we had before the festivities got underway. And we'll also hear from second-place finisher Michael Pickens and third-place finisher Hayden Williams. That's all coming up next here on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
Championship race teams like Donnie Schatz depend on quality parts to make it through a season. That's why they and other champions rely on rod ends from Rod End Supply.
Hi, this is Bob Douglas, and for 23 years, we have been delivering the best quality of rod ends on the market, with on-time deliveries and customer service second to none. And this philosophy will continue.
To learn more about Rod End Supply, call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902 or visit them online at rodendsupply.com. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them.
We're just letting him get his thoughts together, getting him organized. He'll come over here in a moment. But, geez, that's fantastic. You know, like no one's ever done the four in a row before like that. A very, very, very good effort. So, Kyle, just getting organized.
Don't forget Western Springs. We've got first a big podium, of course, down here as well. But here he is, Graham Standring with Kyle Larson.
Kyle, well done. That's absolutely fantastic. Exactly what you wanted, four in a row.
Yeah, and I led every lap of it, too. So, I felt like we were running a good pace down on the bottom. Then I could feel it taking rubber, which was, you know, taking my advantage there on the bottom. There's just a little lane right there. And, to win four in a row here, there's so much history at this place. And, you know, to be the first ever to do it and quite possibly the only ever to do it. Feels so special. I could see Dave was coming there for a while on the big screen, and he had me a little bit nervous there. And then Pickens must got by him, and I knew he was going to be charging. So just had to make sure I hit my marks on the bottom and didn't mess up. I had a little trouble during lap traffic for a while. I couldn't get by them guys. They were racing pretty hard. And you know, that last caution got me really nervous because, you know, you never want to give Pickens one more shot at you because he'll definitely take advantage of it. So just hats off to all my guys. This is really great. And, you know, the whole BSL racing team, they worked their butts off. I don't know if Michael finished second or not, but that's pretty – okay, that's pretty – really good for, you know, our team. We're a two-car team, and to finish top two, the biggest race in New Zealand, is really cool.
It's a huge effort. At one stage there, Brad Mosen was hard on your case as well. He was almost challenging, lost an engine. And then we had Jerry Coombs Jr. with a lap to go, broke a centre out of a left rear wheel and tipped over. So he was coming as well. So it was really going to be quite a finish the last few laps.
Yeah. I could see Mosen there in the beginning, charging on the top. He's always up there. So I didn't expect to run the bottom the whole race. I was, you know, thinking it would kind of get like it was in the 40 lapper where you run the fence, but it never really came in. It kind of looks dusty up there. So, you know, I like playing it safe on the bottom when I'm the leader sometimes. So it was nice to get the jump, like I said, and just run every lap around the bottom.
Sure. Now, next week or probably tomorrow or the next day, you fly to America to race in the Chili Bowl. What are your chances there, and are you looking forward to that?
Well, I'll be back here on Saturday for the the sprint car title, but I'll be running the midget again, so we'll see if we can go 5 for 5. But Sunday I'll leave for Chili Bowl, and I'll go race one of Keith Coon's midgets there, and he prepares great midgets. We've been really good this year in them. I think I've got one finish out of top five in the whole year, so it's been a really successful season for me in midgets, and hopefully we can carry this momentum from here to Chili Bowl.
Fantastic, and we've got absolute legend in the audience tonight, a guy called Ted Tracy. He won this event in 1993. He said, watching you, he's never seen anything quite like you, so that's the best compliment that anybody could pay you. And again, congratulations on behalf of everybody here. It's a joy to watch you, and fantastic effort.
Thank you, and thanks for Ted for, you know, saying that about me, and thank all you fans again for coming out. This is, you know, every night we've had a huge crowd, so this is just great to see. And
well, we just heard your comments from Graham Standring and yourself. Can you put into words what it means to add your name to the list of winners who have won this prestigious event in New Zealand?
It's really cool. This is a really prestigious race and a really historical racetrack. So to win the 50 means a lot. And then to be the first ever to win all four means even more. So just a really cool week. And, you know, we got one more race. It's not part of the international series, but we have one more race on Saturday. So hopefully we can see if we can go 5 to 5.
What was it about you and the team this week that allowed you to capture history?
Yeah, it's just a really great team. They've been with Michael Pickens for a while, and he's obviously really good here in New Zealand. And he ran my car a little bit before I got here and got tuned in. So it was just ready to go when I got here. And you know, they have a really good setup, and it's a fun group of guys to work with. They work really hard, and like I said, it's just a lot of fun to come down here and race with them.
What was it like for you sitting on the grid waiting to be pushed off to compete in this 50 lapper, knowing that you were on the doorstep of potentially a historical night at the 82-year-old venue?
Well, I don't get nervous at all, ever, really. So I was pretty calm and, you know, just trying to relax. So it's a long race. You don't want to get all, you know, hyped up and get your heart rate too high. So just trying to stay calm, and it was a pretty, you know, simple 50 laps. I just rode the bottom the whole race until I caught traffic and, you know, went to the top when I had to. So for the most part, just rode and stayed calm, like I said. So it was a, you know, pretty easy going 50 laps. But, we got a yellow flag coming to the checkered, I think, and had to do another restart. So I was a little bit nervous there, but for the most part, it was a pretty simple race, like I said.
Another second place, another great run for you guys. Tell me about the race tonight.
That was good. We had a good race there, and as a 1-2-3 for BSL racing here in New Zealand, with a Griffin finish in first, a Griffin second, and another Griffin third. So that was a great race, and credit to my team. You know, that's been a fabulous goal, Mike Arnold off the car. But now we're happy with the result. You know, we come out with second on points for the whole series, so we're happy.
Did you have anything for Kyle tonight?
No, to be perfectly honest, he didn't. We tried, but he was exceptionally good on the split, and I think I can learn something from that, and make next time and be a bit better.
I understand he was telling me that you guys had a caution, like coming down to the white flag on that restart. Did you think you had a chance to get him?
I thought about running the top, but the top was not good enough to get the job done, so we had to fits the bottom and serves second. I mean, I'm not sort of the one that serves it usually, but, you know, I would have liked to have a shot, but I think I would have lost second.
Hayden, congratulations. A third-place run. You've had a good week this week, but tell me, what's it like to finish in third place in this prestigious 50-lap midget feature at Western Springs Speedway for you?
I feel awesome. You know, to run the guys like Michael and Kyle, it's unreal. Finish on the podium was my first podium on a big meeting over here. And obviously, yeah, the caliber of drivers that are down here, I'm just ecstatic. I can't believe it's actually happened.
What was the track conditions like tonight compared to the last three nights of the International Midget World Series?
It was a little bit rougher tonight, but obviously it just got slick again, slick on the bottom, and there was not really a high growth tonight. So we just funneled around the bottom, and someone third, and I'm really happy.
So here's a rundown of the top 10 for the 50 lapper. Kyle Larson, your winner. Michael Pickens second, Hayden Williams third, Dave Darlin fourth, and Shane O'Connor fifth. Critch McCutcheon sixth, Dave Gick seventh, Brock Maskovich eighth, Corey Kruseman ninth, and Michael Brunt rounded out the top 10. Among the big names that did not finish, Jerry Coons Jr., we understand he flipped on the last lap, Nathan Smee, Brian Clausen, and Steve Buckwalter. Graham, let me get your thoughts. You witnessed history tonight, and in all the years you've been racing, did you ever think that you would see somebody sweep all four nights of the Crowne Plaza International Midget World Series?
No, you're exactly right, Sean. We've seen a lot of international guys come here, and obviously the Americans are better, but we haven't seen anybody with quite the same finesse and talent that Kyle Larson's come. And maybe once in a generation we get a guy like this that comes along and does the sort of job on it, so it's just a joy to see it.
Graham, at what point during the evening do you think people started to realize that they were on the verge of watching history being made at Western Springs Speedway tonight?
Well, Brian Clausen qualified the quickest, so there was a threat of an upset there. But once we got into what was called the A-dash, where the cars, where they finished the A-dash, they started the feature, and Kyle just checked out. It was about then it was pretty evident that he was going to be the guy. But what we've been able to do is just study and see what it's going to take to raise the bar like that. And so, yeah, and also you've got to bear in mind that he's won four features in a row, 145 laps, and never really been challenged. He's never been out of first place. So, as well as winning all four events, he's actually led them from start to finish, and no one's even on the same page at this stage. So, words fail me to for superlatives, just that sort of good.
In terms of names like yourself, Barry Butterworth, Tony Elliott, Dave Darlin, Jerry Coons, the list goes on and on. Where does Kyle Larson rank among the drivers that have appeared at Western Springs Speedway?
We really were used to talk about when Jeff Gordon was here, and Jeff Gordon only came here for a brief time. And Kyle Larson would have to rate above all of us, to be honest. No one has had the dominance that we've had, that he has had.
And with that, we put a wrap on the 2012-2013 International Midget World Series here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Don't forget, next week, right here on the website, we'll have driver interviews for you every day during the 27th annual running of the Chili Bowl. Congratulations to Kyle Larson and the entire team for a history-making week, and we've greatly appreciated Graham Standing's efforts, as well as everybody else at Western Springs Speedway in helping make these audio webcasts possible. And also a special thank you to all of our fans on a worldwide basis for coming in and listening to these broadcasts as well. So Kyle Larson makes history becoming the first driver to win all four nights of the International Midget World Series, and you heard it right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. For all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. I'm Sean Wood.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.